Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, my name is Russell Kane and my man baggage is bulging with viscous insight that I can't wait to milk into your ear holes, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between. I say that because originally this was set up as a space where men can talk about issues that stem off from their mental health and has turned into a totally split podcast where nosy girls listen in to learn how men work, as well as boys finding it very, very useful. Thank you. Keep sending me your messages. I love hearing your stories. We cover everything. We do go to the bleaker, darker areas of mental health. We also talk about should men shave his balls. The answer, gentlemen, is yes. Sorry. I know you wanted me to say it's different. It depends on the girl. But the answer is shave your nuts. That only came in last year, by the way. But don't tell people about it. That's the key. I've learned the differences. Don't enter a pub and say, oh, I've shaved my bollocks. What's your name? It was 6 months until that electronic tag came off my ankle. So let's crack on with today's subject and today's guests. We're talking about self-esteem today. It's a really important subject. Everyone's self-esteem has taken a battering since some selfish bastard ate a bat in Wuhan. And we've been locked in, questioning ourselves, our careers, a lot of us have certainly changed our bodies in the last 18 months because we've been eating crisps and crying. And if you want to know how long it's been going on, just think about how long ago Tiger King feels. It literally feels like it was on TV in the 1970s. Who have I got to discuss self-esteem with? Well, I'm joined by someone whose self-esteem should be crushed to dust, just like mine is, because he is also a stand-up comedian. It's Ross McGrane, King of Essex. Ross, welcome.
Hello, mate. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, it's good to have you. So you're a touring stand-up comedian, opening for me sometimes, doing your own stuff, running a venue, managing comedy nights, sort of pretty much run the comedy scene under the pseudonym Little Smash in the South End area. And I've known you absolutely years, so it's great to have you on. Now, we can't do this without a strong female auditor. And I'm absolutely thrilled that we have DJ. You can hear her in multiple places. She can be pumping out tunes on Magic, or even if you're getting in at 5 a.m. on Radio 1, switch it on and you might hear. Jess Izzat with us today. Jess, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm pleased to be like a sort of mediator.
So we're talking about self-esteem, Jess, which is why we need a strong female auditor to tell us if we're drifting into generalisations, because self-esteem hits men and women in very different ways in our culture. First of all, let's kick off with the definition. Confidence in one's own worth or abilities, self-respect. In psychology, the term self-esteem is used to describe a person's overall subjective sense of personal worth or value. So it's how you regard yourself, which we'll all be familiar with. I can come off stage, as indeed I did this weekend, not the gig we did together, Ross, the night before, and wasn't happy with it. The more people told me it was great and I was great, the worse the situation got, because if the self-love isn't there, that everyone else's esteem counts for naught. So I want to ask you a very provocative question straight away, Jess. Do men in our culture have higher self-esteem than women?
Yeah, I think they do. I feel like there's a lot more societal pressures on women as a whole, generally. Like if you look online or on TV programs, reality TV programs and stuff, you'll see that the women get a lot more critique, including magazines, including just articles. There's a lot more different pressures on women. So I think that generally speaking, it's easier for men to have better self-esteem. And also when you're sort of growing up at school and things, you know, guys can gain confidence and gain self-esteem by just, I don't know, like numbers, like chasing girls and like getting more numbers at a party or getting with more women and stuff like that. Whereas a girl would have to kind of guard themselves more, and that doesn't make them gain self-esteem. It's kind of like, you know, it's just there.
In my case, my numbers was the level of wizard I attained whilst playing Dungeons and Dragons till I was 22.
Yep, that counts as the numbers.
But still, it was essentially numbers that built me up. And I could destroy a whole village of orcs in seconds and then get some elf pussy. How do you like that? But Ross, it's interesting. So we know how, well, I mean, there's a conversation happening about how women's self-esteem is quite easily crushed, and we're having much needed conversations about body shape and social media, blah, blah, blah. But what the type of thing that can crush a man's self-esteem, it would suggest it's not as simple maybe as we would instinctively think, both Jess and myself, in that we know men have got more issues related to low self-esteem, more depression, more suicide, and the issues to do with body dysmorphia are rising amongst men. So that might be bigorexia, steroid abuse, anorexia is rising amongst men. So is it a case that men shit is just hidden, or even worse, that we're seeing an equalising where men and women are going to be all equally as fucked up as each other with just one gender called meh? What's going on, Ross McGrain? Help us out.
I feel like men's low self-esteem has always been prevalent. I just feel like we shove it down into the dust a lot easier. I feel like for women, obviously, there's a lot more societal pressures on women to be a certain way. And I think men, because we just blanket don't talk about it, we just can coast and not have to worry about it too much. But I know certainly from right back into like playground social structures, if you weren't in the popular tier of men, then, you know, your self-esteem was hammered out of you pretty quick in the playground.
So you wake up tomorrow, Ross. What's the type of thing that just makes your self-esteem pop a little bit higher than it would on a normal day? Mine is just a workout, can sort my head right out. Something simple like that. For the benefit of listeners, I'm packing quite some guns for the Giel, and it's not immediately obvious.
I fall into the bracket of new men who are now very, very self-conscious about the amount of weight they've put on.
But what's a good thing to bump you up? Is it getting a job? Is it getting a good review? Is it something your daughter might say, your wife might, you know, what is it?
I get it through comedy, which is, I suppose, really means I get it through just stroking my own ego a bit, really. I think like going on stage and having a good gig, that feeling there, because you feel like you're sort of one of a very small percentage of people who could get up there and do that. Mm-hmm. I can coast on that for a good gig for a couple of days.
I mean, that I would suspect if we asked 100 blokes, Jess, we'd get their self-esteem tied to their work more often than if we asked 100 girls, which is a terrible thing to say in a society that's supposed to be more equal and women are celebrating their careers. I don't think it's necessarily a good thing. I would have said the same as Ross, a banging gig, whereas really I should be saying something a bit more wholesome, more intrinsic to my life, rather than, oh yeah, I smashed the Apollo, I feel like a legend for a week.
I don't know, because so we're all in like the media sphere where work has to be up there because it's a passion project, right? We're not in it for, I don't know, maybe you are in it for the money, but it's quite competitive. Yeah. But I probably would have said a work thing too. Or maybe finding £5 in a pair of old jeans or something. But yeah, I don't know. It's relative, isn't it?
Well, what I'm trying to ask in a ham-fisted way, because I'm terrified of being cancelled, is do women find it easier to have their self-esteem lifted up by in a more interpersonal way, like emotional fulfilment, than men do? And that's like a fucking caveman thing to say, but I've got to say it, because it seems the women I know, all the way from my six-year-old daughter up to my great aunts who are in their 90s, I know that will work. Showing love, showing appreciation, things like that is more likely to affect a woman's self-esteem. Whereas if you come at me with those when I'm feeling down, it actually sends me the other way. I think a lot of blokes are like that. If I'm feeling shit about the wedge I'm earning or the job I'm doing, and Lindsay is like, come on, baby, let's have a hug, I'll lift you. It makes me go further away. I'm like, fuck off, I'm not having a good time in myself.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't know. I think to lift my self-esteem, though, if I had a bad time at work and someone just offered me a consolation cuddle in that similar vein, it's just a bit like, oh, you did shit, so I'm going to try and make you feel better with a hug. That wouldn't up my self-esteem. My self-esteem would be like, I want a pep talk from like, maybe with my girls, but the attitude might be a little bit more personal, a bit more like, yes, put your makeup on, put your best dress on, like go out and like, kill it tomorrow, like tomorrow's a new day kind of vibe. And I don't know if that would go down in the same way for a guy. Maybe they just want to just get the figures, the numbers, the results. But for a girl, I think maybe the attitude and the big ups would do.
It's interesting because that's one of the questions I was going to ask Ross is, you know, when someone comes into the room, they've got like super high self-esteem, you can see they're really in control of themselves and self-possession. Some people like being around that shit. And some people are like me, go into their shell a little bit. It's not that I dislike that person and want to be the biggest person in the room. It makes me go a bit shy and quiet sometimes. That's something I've had to battle against, not just in this industry. I've done a million different careers. It's been the same at university, at school, when I sold watches, when I worked in the ad agency. It's always been the same.
Yeah, I think it's in any industry, it's the people who with the loudest voice that tend to rise to the top of the pile. And I think that like going back to what you were saying earlier, I think like one of the main differences between men and women in this instance is that, or the reason why men would always look into their work for a self-esteem boost or something, is because we don't talk about our issues or lift each other up, you know, mm-hmm. when they're feeling down. We just tend to take a more insular approach. So things that are more ego boosting, are more lifting for our self-esteem, generally yep. speaking. You know, if my other half Holly, she's feeling like a mess or whatever, she'll tell her mates, oh, I just feel fat and frumpy, and they'll all like lift her up and go, you look beautiful, you look great, you know. Whereas my mates will literally just pat me on the belly and be like, oh, you're looking well.
You know? But you wouldn't have confided them in the first place, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Have gone, lads, before we lift apart, I just need to tell you, my body confidence is down. Yeah, sure, you can.
That's what I laugh it off and then like I go for a piss and catch myself side on in the mirror and like, for fuck's sake.
You're on QVC buying the Abdominizer 2000.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I just ask, how does that make you feel then? If you were to say, I am actually, by the way, not, I'm feeling a bit shit about my like dad bod or whatever, and they turned around and brushed it off and made it into a joke, does that make you feel better?
In my opinion, if you really, really did it seriously with a serious face, 90% of lads would, given the conversation, would probably be there and go, fucking hell, sorry, I didn't realise, I thought you were joking type thing, and there'd be a mood change. But the issue is 99.9% of men would not be able to confide in the first place. So me and Ross would struggle to do that. It's a class issue. It feels poncy, middle class, American, therapy-ish. It's like a muscle that's never been used. So it's like going up to someone in a wheelchair with a skiing accident and go, wouldn't you feel better if you just stood up, just to see what it feels like? It's like, you're not getting it. My leg's fucked. I've never used my legs. Yeah, but just try it. And then bang, you'd fall over where you wouldn't be able to do it. That is what I promise you. It's like a kind of stutter. That's the only way I can describe it. You would go to share something like that and it's like stuttering. You can't get out, so you turn it into a joke. That said, once it is out, if it is processed as a joke, often that can help, Ross, can't it? If it's done in the right way. Men use banter a lot, not in an aggressive way. Good friends can laugh through it together. I know girls do that as well. But for some men, it's the only way through is for Terry and Dave to, you know, put the spirit levels down and poke each other's bellies and have a bit of a laugh about it and go, anyway, let's all go jogging together type thing. But humour can be the door in as long as there's some resolution afterwards. Shit, man, that got fucking powerful quick. Let me just read. Self-esteem is important. It impacts your decision-making process, your relationships, your emotional health and your overall well-being. It also, and this is crucial, influences motivation as people with a healthy, positive view of themselves understand their potential and may feel inspired to take on new challenges. In other words, it's incredibly rare for people with low self-esteem to be making duller. So that is one real reason to get your arse in gear and start facing up to any of these issues you might have and start sharing and start talking and start checking in with friends.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is one I find really interesting for boys and girls. Self-esteem increases with age, but particularly with men. People worldwide tend to gain self-esteem as they grow older, and men generally have higher levels of self-esteem than women. But this gender gap is more pronounced in Western industrialized societies, so it's not a natural thing. So we're now capitalized, Rolex wearing, hood down on your convertible. The self-esteem gap is wider. So the older you get, how annoying is that? When the less you've got to have esteem about, the more self-esteem. I mean, you just basically you waste your 20s when you're fit as fuck, worrying about everything.
You always hear about this, though. Women always say that their favourite years are either in their 30s or their 40s, where they just don't care anymore about like what other people think. But someone was talking to me, someone who is older, who's one of my friends that I work with. And she was like, someone once said that as soon as she works in music and she noticed it at a festival, she was like, as soon as you hit your late 40s, you become invisible. And she was like, and that's when things are a bit obviously rubbish. I think with women, there's like a real preoccupation on youth. Like people are obsessed with it. And as soon as you get over that hill, it's like, okay, well, they're invisible now. They're just a mum, or they're just a like retired, or they're just this. I don't know. I think for men, if they have money or comedy or like they can make people laugh, then it's a big value.
I've got a line in my current show talking about the subject. I say to women, wouldn't it be nice to have a few years in between being leered at and being invisible? Just something in between gropey leering and invisibility would be nice, wouldn't it, ladies? And there's always a cheer. It's weird listening to you, Jess, because I don't know about Ross, but it's the exact reverse for boys. You spend the first 30 years being totally invisible if you're a nerdy lad like me, then all of a sudden you've got female attention. I mean, it literally was 30 years. I couldn't pull the chain on a toilet. And then all of a sudden I had female attention. Honestly, 28, 29 years old. I've always had a girlfriend that I fell pathetically in love with if she so much as touched my hand, but I never had a one night stand. I'd never pulled on a lad's holiday, not even a kiss on a lad's holiday, nothing, totally useless. So I sort of had it in reverse.
Is that an exaggeration? You didn't have a kiss on a lad's hole?
I left school without losing my kiss virginity. I had not even kissed a girl at the age of 16. Kissed.
What were you doing?
All the 18 to 30s holidays I went on, I never once got laid. I'd never been laid on holiday ever in my life until I got to 30 and had my first period of being single in my 30s. And then it was like, you know, someone had put Viagra into Rambo.
Well, now we've got deep, haven't we?
I was in Vajganistan doing a tour of duty. That's it's weird. It's an indictment, really, that happens in reverse, isn't it, Ross? I mean, we keep telling ourselves it's 2021. There's no such thing as gender anymore. We're just amorphous blobs going down the high street. We're post-feminists. And yet, if you're young, fit and female, you're all right. If you're a bloke old with money, you'll be fine. We're still there. We've got daughters, Ross, same age. Does that not depress the shit out of you?
Yeah, massively, mate. I don't know. I think that, like what Jess was saying earlier, I just feel like when you get to sort of 30, 35, you give less of a shit what people think about you. Then it makes life a lot easier, doesn't it?
Well, Jesse's saying it's like a bell curve. Women have a temporary reprieve of not giving a shit between the ages of 30 and 49. And then it gets horrible again. Whereas I see plenty of 70-year-old posing pouch men going, I'll be going Bangkok again this year. It's just about the weather, really. Do you know what I mean? It's a self-esteem graph that goes upwards for men. But for women, Jess is suggesting, now she says it, it seems to be true, from the women I know, a sort of bell curve.
There's so much riding on youth and looks from a woman's perspective.
No, I wasn't riding on anything, that was the problem.
Men don't have to deal with.
It's a basic emotion, so people don't think of it as one of the core emotions, but it is. Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs depicts esteem as one of the basic human motivations. I always thought of it like anger, sadness, or those ones, but this is one of the basics. Maslow suggested that individuals need both appreciation from other people and inner self-respect to build self-esteem. This is crucial, people. Don't waste your time fishing for likes and posting beggy pictures, although I like looking at them. If you do not have the inner like button going, you are fucked. Work on that first. Both of these needs must be fulfilled in order for an individual to grow and a person to reach, it's very American-y, but self-actualization.
Well, I remember doing this very distinctly at school, and I actually think about this quite a lot in terms of online self and your real self. So he always said your ideal self and your real self. I now think because online you can kind of create your how you want people to see you and how you want people to view you. Some people obviously see that as branding, and that's good and that's fine if you have a distinction. Other people have this very like curated form of themselves, and for example, filters and stuff making people think that that's like, you know, what they now are. And if they see anything else, like in the mirror and stuff, that can make them really unhappy. And I think the closer that your ideal self or online self is to what your real self is, the happier that you'll be.
Okay, we're going to take a break there. That is the end of part one. Ross and Jess, hold tight. We'll be back with more in part two.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.